8 o'clock hour here on a football Friday. It's Sean Treif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. We'll have a little college football kegger for you at 8:20. Mike McCarthy, can and will he change a car battery? That's coming up at 8:40 this morning as we get set for the former defensive coordinator and the Washington Commanders on Sunday. We've talked about the revenge factor a couple of times on the show, and we need your selections, by the way. We need your official picks. See if you can keep it rolling with the predictions on the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line, 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. We've talked about Dan Campbell's revenge, Kellen Moore revenge. Do you think there's any revenge factor with Dan Quinn? The least of the three, and maybe nothing?
Yeah, no. There's probably revenge factor for other people, like players. Like, I would imagine Dorrance Armstrong, Dante Fowler, Joe Witt. Like, those guys have revenge factors.
You heard McCarthy's love for Joe Witt this morning with us, too, right? You heard that?
I did hear that. Yeah, he's a Joe Witt fan. Joe Witt was ready to leave, though. I think Joe Witt was ready to go.
I think that this is going to be one of those games, like, I would expect if this starts to get out of hand that the foot be taken off the gas a little bit by Washington. Okay. Dan Campbell wanted to make a statement. I don't think Dan Quinn is looking to make any statement here.
They may not need to take their foot off the gas if it gets bad enough. I mean, that's what's happened the last couple weeks. The last couple weeks, just running Dallas' defense has gotten exhausted.
Yeah. Micah Parsons was asked yesterday about going up against DQ.
Oh, man. I would say, man, me and Q still talk to this day. He sends me up texts every week or two, more frequently. Recently, maybe trying to get in my head a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But no, he actually helped me get some tickets to the game, too, for my family. So that goes to show you what type of coach DQ is and type of players coach he is, regardless of where you at, whether you're playing for him and things like that. He's always about his guys, and that's my guy. So, you know, it's going to be fun playing against him. I know he's going to have them rallied up. He's probably going to say it's shark week. It's fight night. We got to go to round 12. We got to knock him out. Rivalry game. I know it's old spill, but I'm Tommy Jones tonight. That's how I'm looking at it. Like, I'm Floyd this week, so it's going to be a fun game.
Holy crap, Micah was good yesterday.
His face was, he was lit up. Wow. He looked happy.
All right, Choppy, the five things you want to see. All right, number one, the Turpin slant route.
The fact that it has happened just two times this year is either a blatant lie or the most egregious strategic error since Custer split up his infantry at Bighorn. Okay, it's a good last stand hill reference for you there, Bobby.
Rob Marinelli would be proud.
If you trust Seth Walder, that is it. It's two slant routes run all year. Not even throwing it, just run.
I do trust Seth Walder. Number two, a downfield attack. You want to open up the running game a little bit? You know, how about you open up the passing game a little bit more? That might help. They're daring you to throw. The way this team runs the ball, I mean, they're probably daring you to run it too. But, downfield, that's what I want to see. I want the Cowboys to make Dan Quinn's defense look so feeble that he turns that stupid hat around. That's what I want to see.
Does this destroy Colin Cowherd's theory that backwards hat person cannot be a leader and in charge of anything? Tony Romo, now Dan Quinn.
I don't know. Maybe if he had his hat forward, they would have blown a 28-3 Super Bowl lead.
Well, that's more of a Kyle Shanahan thing. But by the way, I will say it is criminal that that gets attached more to Dan Quinn than it does Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan was in charge of that offense and decided to stop running the ball. Like he's the one who just decided to change everything they were doing on offense because they got up big.
Head coach is going to get all the praise, all the blame.
And one thing we've noticed is Kyle Shanahan as a head coach has had similar problems.
No, wait. Let me think back on that. It's not crazy that Dan Quinn gets more blame.
Why?
He was the head coach. Yeah.
Right, but if
you say on the head, you say on the headset, and Michael Lombardi has said this many a times, mixing some runs here or run the football, you overrule. That's what the head coach does. So Dan Quinn deserves more blame or just as much.
I think if you go back and look at the way the offense was called, like all the design changed when they got up big. Like everything looked different. To me, it's Shanahan. And what we've seen is Shanahan since becoming head coach has become that same guy.
If that was Mike McCarthy, you would freaking put all the blame on him as a lack of leadership, lack of head coach overruling. You would have a totally different take. And now you want to let Dan Quinn off the hook? He's the manager. He's in charge. He's the CEO.
Yeah.
It's on his watch first, and then Shanahan.
I don't talk about McCarthy on the defensive stuff though. We talk about that as being Zimmer.
But that's
Dan Quinn's the defense.
If Kyle called the plays, if it was Brian Schottenheimer and Mike was not calling the plays and the same thing happened, you would destroy McCarthy and it'd be justified.
That's the same side of the ball, though. Dan Quinn's a defensive coach.
But let's just say the defensive coach is out there running prevent defense, right? Trying to maintain a lead.
Mm-hmm.
And if the head coach doesn't want that, it's on him to say, hey, no, let's call your normal defense.
Right, but universally, everybody talks about that it was the way they were calling their offensive game plan completely shifted in the fourth quarter. It wasn't as much of a defensive thing.
But you're missing.
What are you doing?
You are, I don't.
It's on Dan Quinn to say, run the ball. Every effing play, run the football. That's it. It's not, stop trying to be nitpicky technical guy. That's what it comes down to, and you know that that's the truth. Yeah, you are. He's at the start of the ball, but it's not his expertise. Choppy, just continue.
All right, number three. Jesus. I want 2+ turnovers forced
somebody
by the
defense. Somebody replace this man's battery.
It's obviously on full charge. I put the jumper cables on your nuts. Put that on the KNC wheel.
Jumper cables Slipper on the cable. Genitalia.
Ooh. Ooh. Can you imagine that?
Not even I would like that one.
Yeah.
I like just about everything, and I wouldn't like that. 2+ turnovers forced by the defense. That's the best chance you got to win. Force them into turnovers. Doesn't matter how. It's the best chance you got this week. 4, be aggressive, but don't be stupid. I don't think it was dumb to take the points off the board last week because you're that far downfield. You know, anyway, you get 15 yards, plus you get that far downfield.
You're talking about the
fourth down,
the second one. They keep the field goal down.
Yeah, they hit the field goal. They made it. They got the penalty, 15 yards. They keep going. Mm-hmm. And then when they got inside, what, the 10
now, they were
the
on
five,
the 4, right?
They were on the 4. Yeah. I don't think it's dumb to go for it there. You're that close. What are the chances with this team you get that close again? You know, if you
What are your chances of scoring? What's the percentage of them scoring a touchdown there? I want this team.
This team, God.
Seriously, on the 4. Not on the 2, not on the 1.
But it was
four.
A 4th and 2, right? I think it was 4th and 2. They could have gotten a first down.
Yeah, it was a bigger issue of execution.
And what was the score in the game?
20-10 at that point, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a 20-10 game?
20-10?
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine.
That was aggressive. It wasn't stupid. But be aggressive, but don't be dumb. Like, don't do...
Yeah, their fake punts are dumb.
Right. Thank you.
Their execution
sometimes
dumb. Is dumb.
The execution's dumb. The play call is dumb. Ever, please, number 5, for the love of God, when you've got Washington in a 3rd and 8, just stay on sides, please.
Oh, my God.
Just don't.
Micah did it last week.
Yes. You know, and just please, pre-snap penalties, limit those. If we can get less than, 2, I'll be happy on the pre-snap.
RJ Chapu, this preview. Now, Roberto, you have been on fire in calling the blowouts. A lot of times, right, I always think it's kind of soft when people always go, 10-6, 10-7 record. This is going to be a 6-point game, a 7-point game. I respect the stones on people with cable jumpers hooked up on them or not to pick some outrageous different scores. And you've been calling blowouts, so you start off.
Yeah, I think that this is going to be something where... I do expect Dallas to have more success offensively this week than they've had the last couple weeks. Like, I think they will score more points. But ultimately, I don't see a scenario where they're able to consistently stop Washington from just marching down the field as much as they want and consistently as they want. And so I think this is going to be another blowout. Dallas's offense plays a little bit better, though. So I'm going to go in this one. I'm going to say Washington 35-16.
Whoa!
Wow.
35-16. RJ.
I've got...
And by the way, it is 10.5 right now and 45.5 for the over-under.
I got 27-10, Washington.
Oh, beat down.
Yeah, I think it's a... I just don't see it. The way this offense is playing and
not,
now...
Because you're not a Washington believer.
I'm not a Washington believer.
Did you pick a split against them or was that with Dak?
That was with Dak.
Okay.
Yeah, now all bets are off. I'm not a Washington believer. I don't think this margin of victory... is indicative necessarily of Washington. I think the team is A, they've quit. B, it's a road game off a short week. And then you got another short week ahead and you got Cooper Rush. You're just limited. You know, at the end of the day, like this is, if this team was still healthy, I might pick the Cowboys. Like I might, but the way they are now with their quarterback and the fact that they probably quit on the coach, I'm out.
By the way, Chop, that would be under 39.5 points on the over under. You can get that right now, plus 500. Washington covering the spread in under 39.5.
Pepe.
Oh, really?
Well, first off, the totals have spoken, and for, I think, the fourth or fifth week in a row, it's been all Cowboys losses on the fan text. 469 says 35-9 Washington, and they're all blowouts, too. 425 says 34-13 Washington, and 940 says 27-13 Washington. I have 31-13 Commanders. And first off, it's a noon game. Well, 1 Eastern. You know, Micah doesn't show up for those games, doesn't play. And I just don't see how there's any room for improvement in this game, so I have Commanders winning by 18.
I want to say, like, last week it's going to be closer, and then it eventually gets away. I feel like the same thing. The Commanders seem to be losing some steam a little bit. They're not going to just come out here and, like, destroy you and overwhelm you. I think Brian Robinson, I absolutely love him. Eckler, I think he's going to be an X factor in this. 26-13. Something like that, and I want to even try to like make it a little bit closer, but I don't know how are the Cowboys scoring. You know, 26-13, that's going to be my prediction. This game with the overall, here's my hot take. The past few weeks, I've been regretting not betting thousands and thousands of dollars on these 7.5 point spreads. This spread would make me the most nervous that I've been over the past few weeks in betting. Obviously, it's 10.5. I also don't think Washington is like as awesome and dominant as they were earlier in the year. Now, Nick even brought up an interesting point. Has Jaden Daniels' ribs affected him with not throwing for 210 the past 2 weeks? Are you seeing any of that in his throws,
yeah,
Bob?
Yeah, I mean, there's a question of if he's still banged up, like when you watch him play. I think it's been more in the way that Washington's designing things. Like, it looks like Washington's trying to protect him from getting hurt more, so they're trying not to put him, expose him and get him put out on the field more. It's Gus Mariota, Frat. Isn't it? I think it's Mariota.
Yeah,
you know, I just found out the other day. I didn't even realize this. Speaking of Gus Frat, he was Zeke's high school coach. I had no idea until that just came up the other day.
He was
Zeke's high school football coach.
No kidding.
I'm wondering why that's never been brought up before. But I'll say this. This is one of the things.
That's pretty cool.
I was having this discussion last night. Dallas, you look at the fact that it was a fourth and goal line catch against Pittsburgh and a game where Giants could have driven. Their margins are very thin away from being 1-9 right now.
Huge recruiting stories in the world of college football. Deion Sanders and Dave Portnoy at Barstool, the humongous winners. Does this mean that Deion is now staying at Colorado? The College Football Kegger with RJ Choppy, then Mike McCarthy, all next.